Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, we got some great messages that have come in on the Montana Talks app as well. Hey, first off, I don't know if you guys saw the story that I put on our Montana Talks website. Yesterday, we were talking about the Carnival of Crazy, exposing the anti-Trump protests in Montana. Hey, by the way, just a reminder, no matter how many people these anti-Trump wackos get to show up in Livingston or Helena or downtown Bozeman or downtown Billings, ding, 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 break out the Fox News, dong, you're still very much in the minority. But at least you can go out there and break out your bongo drums. Yeah, it's so great. It's like a farmer's market in Portland 30 years ago. We can't do those anymore because of all the violence and the homeless people throwing dung at us. But let's bring Portland to downtown Bozeman. Yay! And all the old washed-out hippies who treated our Vietnam veterans like crap. Oh, they get to relive their glory days, don't they? All those old 60s washouts out there protesting in the streets. Bung, 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 bung. Get out of here. The Carnival of Crazy. You got to see these photos on our Montana Talks website. Thanks to Darren Gobb and the Montana Sentinel for sharing some of those photos. One photo, he was like, I'm not going to put that on our Montana Sentinel website. I went the opposite way. I was like, no, the people of Montana need to see the crazy. They need to see the Carnival of Crazy. A listener in Columbia Falls yesterday said their favorite sign was this: capitalism is killing us, says somebody holding up a sign, wearing clothes, and transportation provided by capitalism. The best, though, the best, was it a caller who made this point, or was it Darren Gobb who said this? They said that it was so obvious that these protester signs were just copied and pasted off of, or just literally hand-fed to them by these phony left-wing George Soros-funded groups, because somebody at, I think it was the Helena, it was at the Helena anti-Trump protest, they had a sign that said something about IKEA and furniture or something like that. I got to go back and listen to the podcast to get the actual line, because it was hilarious. Because I'm like, wait a minute, do we even have an IKEA in Montana? I think you have to go to like Denver or Salt Lake City to find that. So that sign is just proof positive that these people, a lot of them aren't even from here. They're paid out-of-state agitators or paid in-state agitators to come here to try to get people to turn into panickins, to panic over every single stupid little fake news media headline. That seems pretty clear. By the way, did you just hear the dong news update at the top of the hour there? The stock market with a big rebound already. It hasn't even been a week, and already their panicking news coverage is donging back in the other direction. Oh, for Pete's sake. Some great messages here from Logan and Billings had a great one last night that came in on the app, and just got one from Monty and Roundup a few minutes ago. I'll share that next. Plus, phone lines are open for you.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with mostly cloudy skies along with some scattered showers around the area at times today. High temperature readings ranging from about 52 in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. Few showers around the area tonight with low temperature readings from the mid to upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, a few showers are still possible with highs in the mid-50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Elon Musk is off the reservation. He has broken with President Trump on the question of tariffs, saying he thinks there should be a no-tariff zone between the U.S. and Europe. That's not exactly what the president has in mind. And Musk is not alone in this. You have wealthy donors, hedge fund backers, saying things like, this is awful, stock market going down again after a wild 2,500-point swing in the Dow. You have conservative Ben Shapiro backing Musk, saying that, for example, Peter Navarro, who's probably the biggest advocate of tariffs, that a PhD in econ from Harvard is a bad thing, not a good thing, going after those who are backing the president in this trade war. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, real quick before we jump back into the conversation here, tonight I get the honor of emceeing an incredible banquet. It's the Billings Christian School, their annual fundraising banquet. They always bring in incredible speakers. Sometimes it's big names that you'll know, like, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, or Kirk Cameron spoke, you know, the Hollywood guy, the actor. He spoke one. They always, you know, they'll have NFL football stars. Their speaker tonight, he's actually going to be joining us in studio later on in the 9 o'clock hour, General Tom Soljum. He was the SOCOM chaplain. The chaplain for United States Special Operations Command, spent a lot of time in special operations units himself, and then eventually was the head of all of the Army's chaplains. And so, anyway, we had him on the radio a while back when he was first announced as their speaker. It's going to be incredible. Some of you are thinking, wow, I didn't hear about it when you talked about that before, Aaron. I want to go to that banquet tonight. So they have one table left. One table left. So if you or your business wants to buy that one remaining table and fill the seats so you can be there for that, or just buy the table and donate it to some military veterans here in town so they can go hear the general tonight, either way, hey, you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app, and I will link you up with Jake from BCS. Or you know, check out the Billings Christian School website, and there's probably contact info there. But probably the fastest way is send us a message on the app, and then I'll get you Jake's cell phone number so that you can purchase that one remaining table. It's going to be a great event tonight. I'm very excited about it. Okay, let's see. Back into it here. Yeah, we got some great messages that came in over the last 24 hours or so here. Let's go first to Monty and Roundup, you know, because you just heard the Fox News update there at the top of the hour. Oops, a big rebound in the stock market today, huh? So 60 to 70 different countries around the world that have had tariffs and non-tariff trade barriers in place against us. Trump says, we're going to tariff you. And now they're saying, well, we want to talk to you. Let's make a deal. And so now all of a sudden the stock market's already starting to see a big rebound here. Wow. Did you guys see the Babylon Bee headline earlier this week, by the way? Financial advisor encourages everybody to freak out and sell all their stocks. Of course, no financial advisor would tell you to do that. Every financial advisor would tell you, hey, guys, look, the market's always going to have these aberrations over the years, but look at the long-term trend. It always goes up, so don't panic. But no, they want the liberal media and the never Trumpers. They want you to panic. They want everything because they want to do anything they can to undermine this country and to undermine Donald Trump. Right. But Monty in Roundup says this. We all went through a Biden recession and the media denied it for 4 years. No, our economy looks better than ever and has a chance to turn around even more robustly than the 80s. And all we hear every day is a recession is looming. Monty says it has become very tiresome. Now, Logan and Billings sent us another message on an unrelated topic here. This came in last night. It's amazing how raising funds for legal fees was blocked by GoFundMe and other websites for Kyle Rittenhouse or those that were arrested because of January 6th. Because they were criminals or alleged criminals, right? Kyle Rittenhouse was declared innocent, not guilty. And so, yeah, but remember how they didn't want you. Remember in Canada, if you wanted to give money to the truck drivers who were doing these freedom rallies, these freedom convoys, no, they wanted to shut. They didn't even want you to have the ability to donate funds to help out these incredible, patriotic, freedom-loving Canadians and even Americans, right? So Logan and Billings says this. Even though they hadn't even been to trial, let alone convicted, GoFundMe and some of these other outfits didn't want you to be able to donate money to these folks. But yet now, look at what's happening. Look at all of the money that they are raising for the MS-13 guy from Maryland. And then, did you hear this story? A kid stabbed and murdered another kid in Texas. And people are donating to a GoFundMe account for the alleged murderer who stabbed another kid and killed him. Because the guy who killed the other, the guy who stabbed the other kid is a black kid, and the kid who was stabbed and murdered is a white kid. So there's people that think that somehow it's woke and it's good to give money to help out the kid who stabbed and murdered another kid. Now, I don't know all the details of that case, but whatever happened to saying, hey, no matter what disputes you had with another kid, it doesn't mean you stab and kill them, right? Logan and Billing says this is hypocritical and an investigation into this is needed. Talking about GoFundMe and others. Logan, thanks for that message. Here we go. It's a DailyWire.com story here. Last Friday, this is from the DailyWire.com, we discussed the killing of a white high school junior in Texas named Austin Metcalf. He was stabbed through the heart by Carmelo Anthony, a 17-year-old black student who attended a different school. But now they're saying that thousands of dollars has been raised for the alleged murderer here. It's just insane. It's an insane world that we live in right now. Coming up right after this, Brian Lessard, Reminisce Angus, right after this. Looking forward to catching up, talking about making America healthy again and more.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Even if the imposition of the highest tariffs in almost 100 years were good economic policy, which manifestly they are not, the way in which they've been rolled out is poisonous to the global economic growth that has powered prosperity for going on three decades. At their heart, they undermine the very thing that has made America a good place to invest, and that is the predictability of our laws and institutions. The new tariffs are not a law, far from it. They're a creative interpretation of executive power in exactly the same sense as the Biden administration's multiple attempts to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars of student loan debt were. They are as unpredictable as the actions taken by another activist administration of an earlier era, FDR, during the Great Depression. And tragically, they will likely produce the same outcome, the fatal hesitation of investors and risk takers to commit to actions that ultimately spark economic growth. When policies change on a whim, it's rational to sit on your hands for a while. It's also a recipe for an economic shipwreck. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Just 2 weeks of eating processed foods can have a drastic impact on your health. Researchers in Tanzania and the Netherlands put almost 80 healthy young men on varied diets. Participants from rural Tanzania who normally had a healthy diet made up of vegetables, beans, millet, which is gluten-free grains, and more, switched to a Western diet for 2 weeks. They gained an average of nearly 6 pounds. Their blood tests showed increased levels of inflammation and increased disease risk. Their immune system was also affected. Many of these changes continued for 4 weeks, even after the men went back to eating their normal diets. The study also noting that African populations are underrepresented in nutritional research, and the impact of African heritage diets compared to well-studied diets like the Mediterranean or Japanese diet. The study was published in the journal Nature Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Monday says up to 70 nations are already wanting to negotiate with the Trump administration over last week's tariffs. In addition to this, President Trump said yesterday that Japan is coming to the negotiating table.
You know, I spoke this morning with the Prime Minister of Japan, and we had a very good conversation. They're coming. And I said, one thing, you're going to have to open up your country, because we sold no cars, like zero cars in Japan. And they sold millions of cars into our country. They don't really take our agriculture, a little bit of it just to keep us slightly happy, but they don't take what they're supposed to be taking. So we have a great relationship with Japan. We're going to keep it that way. But they're coming in to meet, and other countries are coming in.
President Trump is also threatening an additional 50% tariff on China.
With China, as you know, against my statement, they put a 34% tariff on above what their ridiculous tariffs were already. And I said, if that tariff isn't removed by tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we're putting a 50% tariff on above the tariffs that we put on. So they've gone for years. They've become a rich country because of people, again, that were in the White House that allowed this to happen.
If imposed, U.S. companies bringing in certain goods from China could face a 104% tax. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we got a couple of great guests joining us here in the 7 o'clock hour of this show. But we also had a great caller on the phone lines just as I was heading into the break there. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record this phone call during the break. And then in between guests or after our guests, I can play that phone call for you. Just because I didn't want to miss the opportunity to hear what Fred and the Flathead wanted to share, talking about the protests over the weekend and more. So anyway, I'll share that here later in the hour. But, yeah, I'm very excited to catch up with Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus, out of Dillon, Montana. He's also a past president of the Montana Stock Growers Association. And you guys might remember, he's been very closely working with RFK Jr., talking about making America healthy again. Brian Massard, great to have you back on the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. What's all been happening since we last caught up? I think the last time we caught up was after RFK had been announced as the HHS secretary.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And as he would say today, his time is not his own. So I don't have near as much access to him as I used to, but we still send information back and forth, so it's good to have somebody on the inside that communicates.
You know, it was crazy. The other day, I was actually I was rolling through Costco, not to give them just a particular shout-out. I'll go to various grocery stores, et cetera, depending on what I'm looking for. But I noticed, you know, in the section where they would normally have, like, your cooking oil, your olive oil, they had bottled beef tallow now on the shelves, and I was like, wow, this shows how things have changed.
Yeah, that is really starting to move. That market is opening up, and even in our local grocery store, it's a local town and country, they're selling beef tallow now, and we're pretty close to having our label approved for the USDA, and then we're going to be selling cooking tallow. It's interesting, you know, we've talked about saturated fat so much on your program. In fact, that's all I've talked about for 2 years. We wrote on the back of our jar we were going to just put a healthy choice for cooking oil, and the USDA rejected that because there's a clause in the USDA that they do not consider beef tallow healthy, and you cannot put anything about health on the jar. You can only put 100% beef tallow, and so that's how upside down our food guidelines are. Our USDA, who's supposed to be promoting rural America and ag and whole foods, is actually rejecting one of the healthiest things you can put in your body. And so that's why we have 70% chronic illness in this country is our own USDA.
Did people used to tell you you were kind of crazy? Why are you so focused on this? Why are you talking about, you know, beef fat and saturated fat? I thought saturated fat's bad. Why do you keep talking about how saturated fat's actually good for you? Did people used to think you were crazy and now even they're coming around?
Even in the last year, the last 2 years, it's amazing how people are coming around and there's a lot more information out there. And actually, all the information that's out there now that's showing up that people are using has just been suppressed and buried for decades. It's been there since the 70s. They've run huge trials back there to diffuse that. I mean, it was a fraud from the very beginning. So all those studies got buried. They all got paid off by Procter & Gamble. And people are really coming around now because there's a lot of other people that are, they're not afraid to talk about it anymore. There's doctors and nutritionists and everybody that has followed or knows who Nina Teicholz is has read that book and all the data that's in there. And so people are getting more confident about it, and I think people are going to get healthier. I mean, you can get healthy pretty quick if you get off the seed oils. And you got to remember those seed oils are highly processed, and that's what's so bad about them. The sugars are highly processed. That's what's bad. It's not sugar that's bad. It's the processing of it. And the corn syrup, it's all that highly processed, the carbs, that's so bad. And beef fat is just beef fat. It's no different than an egg or whole milk and cream.
You know, yeah, interesting you mentioned eggs there. One book that I've been listening to is called Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind. I read about it in the Federalist before Christmas. I was looking for book recommendations. And this doctor lady, she talks about beef being the original, and meat in general being the original superfood. And one of my favorite conversations with you was one spring, and you talked about, you know, being there outside of Dillon, Montana, and just seeing the earth come alive, the bugs coming out of the ground even, and the grass starting to, you know, turn green. And it was just the best way to describe a ranch in spring. But you also then talked about how the cow is able to harness all of that and create this massive superfood with all these vitamins and the macronutrients and the micronutrients, everything all into one package.
Yeah, and that had to have happened about a year ago. I mean, it had to have been pretty close because that's happening right now. Everything's coming to life and the buds are coming out on the trees, and it is. I mean, you can just take that and the cow can harvest that naturally, and we can harvest it naturally from the cow, and we've partnered up with InSoil algae, and we're spraying our pastures now. We're spraying all of our hay ground now with that, no fertilizers, and the cows are doing better. They're eating less mineral. They're gaining more. The conception's better, and it's all just a natural product. I mean,
interesting.
You can drink the algae.
Hold that thought back in 60 seconds after this Fox News. Into it here with Brian Massard. And by the way, this segment brought to you by Reminis Angus Dillon, Montana. He's got great beef products, but also, you know, Cattle Baron cigars. I always love talking about Cattle Baron cigars as well, and some of the other products. What a great entrepreneur. But Brian, before I ask you about MAHA and making America healthy again, and where you the progress that you're seeing out of the Trump administration already with RFK in place, I'd imagine your products are on even more shelves across the state now, at your jerky, your steaks, your beef bacon, and more.
Yeah, they are. And we've got another chain of stores that's we're actually onboarding right now, sending them all the information to get it distributed. And I can't say who that is. I don't want to say who that is now until we get it, but it's a big chain of stores that are anxious to have. They tried the products. They just sampled it. I sent them a sample box, the head guy, and he sends me a text back about a month ago on a Sunday morning and said, "How many stores do you want? This stuff is fantastic."
That's
growing. Yeah, we had to get extra inside rounds, top inside rounds for our jerky, because our jerky is sold out before it even gets, the next production gets in. So we found some extra stuff of our cattle that were going to a different packing house. We're able to buy that back. So we'll get caught up before summer hits.
Well, great to hear. Yeah, and then, of course, they can go to your website as well if they're not already seeing it on, you know, the jerky in the gas stations or in some of the grocery stores as well. Give us your website again.
So it's changed. It's Reminis Angus Ranch, we got hooked up with a bad marketer, and so our REM Angus beef website is down. So we went back to our just Reminis Angus Ranch, and you can order anything off of there, several beef boxes there. We're coming out, like I said, with our cooking tallow, and we're right in the middle of our R&D, almost done with our facial cooking or facial tallow cream. That's going to be a big one, and we're in the middle of R&D with our beef organ supplements. It'll be coming out this summer.
All right, about a minute or so to go till the break. What's the latest on the Maha movement?
There's a lot going on back there. I mean, we're talking about tariffs. We're talking about, again, first thing we've got to do, you know, Maha is dead, and I shared that with RFK. It's dead if we don't get saturated fat back in our diet. If we keep working around the edges and talking about the symptoms, it goes nowhere, because if you don't have that in your system, you really can't get healthy. Your body doesn't function, because your body is cholesterol, and that's the best available cholesterol in the world. And so that's still our main talking point, is that it's, you know, did you see him a week ago? He's the best advertiser for us when he was talking to the West Virginia governor back there, and he's putting him on a strict carnivore diet.
It's huge. I tell you what, I've talked with veterans, and, you know, and that, heck, for me, you know, Billing's last diet, that's why that's been so successful for me, is you got to have that ideal protein in there, and you got to have healthy fats as well. I mean, we've talked about it at length. Brian Massard, Reminis Angus, always a pleasure. Great to catch up with you, my friend.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be through Billings delivering bulls the next couple weeks. Let's catch up.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I was sad to miss the bull sale. I saw Ken Weinheimer down there and the whole crew. It looked like a great time.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ah, yes. Hopefully the whole tariff thing will be figured out here pretty soon. In fact, I just saw this in Politico Playbook, which, of course, Politico Playbook is, you know, it's a left-of-center news publication. Remember how much money the federal government was giving them under the Biden regime? Anyway, but Politico's Playbook this morning, they had a big but. But, you know, because they've been doing the panicking coverage here of the trade stuff. Yeah, I told you earlier in the hour, you heard it on the Fox News updates, how the markets rallied, had a big rally here in just the last 24 hours here or so. And so it's like, yeah, guys, look, it hasn't even been a freaking week yet. You know, what's that song? You need to calm down. But anyway, this was the big but by Political Playbook. But markets rally as Donald Trump decides it's time to cut some deals. What, like Politico is surprised that Donald Trump is going to cut some deals here? He's the author of The Art of the Deal. This whole thing is about cutting deals. Speaking of cutting deals, Aaron Brown with Brett's RV and Marine in the house. He's got some deals for you. The big show opens up tomorrow. Man. Cool.
Opens up tomorrow, Aaron. We're really excited. It's the largest RV and boat show in the state by far, at the Billings Metro there. Tomorrow, 10 to 8, all the way through Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 6. So, yeah, we got a lot of great stuff going on.
You're going to have the twin engines out again, too, aren't you?
We'll have the Barletta with the twin 400-horsepower engines. Yes, we will.
Oh, man, that thing's incredible. Holy cow. Those Barlettas are nice, too, because you've spent some time out on the lake with a Barletta.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's the boat that I used with my family, you know, through last summer. And, you know, can't go wrong there. We also carry Smoker Craft and Sun Chaser pontoons. We got, you know, some crazy price point stuff on some of the pontoon boats, you know, under 30 grand for a brand new pontoon, some of the stuff that's been kind of unheard of since COVID. So, yeah, well, there's price points on travel trailers under 15 grand and, you know, fifth wheels under 40 and even motorhomes, you know, 79,995 motorhomes. So there's
seen those. I couldn't believe that you can get an actual motorhome for under $100,000 right now.
Yes.
Especially if you're one of those retired folks out there that wants to get out and travel around, but maybe you don't want to pull a camper behind you. I love pulling my camper because then I can disconnect and go cruise around too, but those motorhomes are great.
Yeah, well, we cut some special deals with the manufacturers this year, going into this year, because we wanted to help people out with some price point units. And the manufacturers will be on site at the show, helping out make deals, you know, get some of that manufacturer money. It really is the best time of the year to buy. And the crazy thing going into this one is the everything on the ground there is pre-tariff pricing, right?
Yeah, you were telling me. That's why I went to that little tariff spiel there. You were telling me just before we put on the microphones, you've got pre-tariff pricing, because hopefully all this tariff stuff is all figured out. Some deals are brokered here. But nonetheless, you are seeing some manufacturers, your manufacturers, some components are getting hit with price increases. So that could increase the prices, you know, some of these campers out there. So now is a great time to buy with pre-tariff pricing.
Right. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the RV industry is, you know, most of these RVs that we'll have on display down at the Metro, they're all assembled and built in America. Great manufacturing companies, United States of America companies with a lot of jobs, primarily back in Indiana, but a lot of American jobs. But, you know, the reality is a lot of the components that go into these things are, you know, imported from overseas. And so we have seen some of the manufacturers raise prices. And I was just looking at a fifth wheel the other day that the manufacturer raised $8,000. You know, so I think we're going to see those price increases coming. So if you can get in now and get something before that happens, you'll look like a genius. Kind of reminds me of
when I bought my I bought my camper. Yeah, it was the February show right before, you know, March of 2020 happened. So I got the pre-COVID prices and great camper. You know what? I'm really glad that I did. You know, being a husband, being a dad, I can be a notorious cheapskate, right? And so I was thinking, well, we could get this camper and save a little bit more money. But then I'm like, no, you know what? I know what'll happen is if I get that one, it'll work. It'll be great. It'll get us out there. But I'm like, man, I'm going to want this one extra feature, and I'm going to be kicking myself for not getting that one extra feature. And I'm so glad I did make that move. And so, but then, yeah. And then, you know, we ended up getting the Sun Chaser pontoon, and man, I'll tell you, it's one of the best things I've ever done, because time with your family, time with friends, you get a whole other family out there on the water with you, spend a day together, cliff jumping into the lake and everything. I mean, man, and I feel like I got to make up for lost time, because I was always gone with the military all those times and had to cancel camping trips and all this stuff. And so making up for lost time now. I wish I had made the move sooner in life, to be honest with you, you know, because you know how it is. You got young kids, little kids. Man, you're just trying to survive every day practically. But with the finance, if I had known how good the financing options were, I would have gotten a camper or a boat much sooner in my you know, family career, because all those memories, you only have so much time.
Yeah, we got financing specials. We have some special deals just for this show with M&T Bank. And I can talk all day long about the great deals and all the savings and all that kind of thing that you can get at the show. But really what you're talking about is what the most important thing is, and it's what it's all about. It's not about the boat. It's not about the camper. It's about bringing your family together and making memories that your kids will be talking about when they're adults, that they'll be able to share with their kids. You know, we're providing this opportunity to go camping, to go boating. Where,
get your kids off the grid. Get them off of those smartphones, because they don't work out where we like to go sometimes. So.
Isn't that great? Isn't that what you want? You want to get out there, get in the woods, get on the lake, and just spend time with your family and make those memories. Because you're right, you know, life is short and you only have so many opportunities. So we just want to help as many families go do that as we can. Have some fun while doing it. We got some great prizes and giveaways. We got some PBR tickets.
Hey, very cool. Yeah, the PBR, the Pro Bull Riding, is right around the corner. I think next week already. I've been seeing some of the signage. So what are some of the fun new toys, or even just some add-ons? Because I, as somebody who's already got a camper, I love going down and just looking at some of the new features. So like 2 years ago, I went down and I noticed you had these griddle grills on the outside kitchens for the camper, and I was like, ooh, I need one of those. So I talked to, you know, Wes and the crew in the parts and the toy section, shall we say, and they're like, oh yeah, we can pull out that old, you know, stovetop version and put the griddle grill in. But then oftentimes what happens is you get down there and you start seeing some of the new campers and you're like, ooh man, I could really use a whole bunch of new features.
Yeah, there's a ton of, you know, different accessories and different fun toys that we'll have down there. I probably, I'm probably partial to the diving board that you can attach to the Barletta.
Yeah.
The kids love that.
Yeah, yeah. I like the, I forget what it's called, but it looks like a knee board, and you can use it like a knee board, but you can actually stand, it's got like foot stirrups in it, and you can actually stand up. So, and remarkably, you can actually get up on the thing. So what I love about it, as a guy who's got a pontoon, you know, there's some people who got the really fancy pontoons that can really pull with some major horsepower, like those twin 400s. But what I like about it is behind my pontoon with just 115 horsepower, it's, you can basically water ski on the back of the thing with that little board, whatever it's called. I think it's the Zuck board or the Zup board, whatever it is. And so it's funny because you'll go past people in their speedboats and whatever, like standing up on that thing behind your pontoon, and you can tell everybody's looking at you like, what the heck? How can you do that on a pontoon boat? So it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, no, and that's what we're all about. We're all about that lifestyle. You know, if people want, we're doing a VIP experience for some folks. If they can go to BillingsRVandBoatShow.com. BillingsRVandBoatShow.com, they can sign up for our VIP experience, $1,000 off any camper or boat, scheduled tour with a, you know, professional person to walk them around and check out the show and get kind of first dibs on the selection. We'll also get entered into our, you know, our drawings. We're giving away a Blackstone with $250 of accessories.
Nice.
With a quarter beef cut and wrap from Ranch House.
Whoa.
From Ranch House Meats, and four tickets to Country Jam. So,
nice.
I'm going to quit my job as soon as I leave the studio here so I can be eligible for that one.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be there. By the way, I'll be hanging out 3 to 6 p.m. on Thursday. So Thursday afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m., come down, say hi. But you're going to want to get there early on. You're going to want to be there the moment these doors open for the show so you can get first dibs on some of the toys that are out there. By the way, I got to say a big thank you to Aaron Brown and his whole crew. The Montana chapter, the Special Forces Association, did a big retreat out on Bighorn Canyon with some active duty Special Forces Green Berets, and more importantly, their families and their kids and their spouses that were with them. Those guys, like, holy cow, they were just like, this was incredible. And you guys donated your time and an incredible pontoon boat out there so those families could enjoy a well-earned respite. So thanks to you and your whole crew at Brett's RV and Marine.
Yeah, appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I'll see you Thursday for sure, if not sooner, down at the big RV and boat show at the Metric, kicking off tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m. See you tomorrow.
There you go. You want to get there early, I'm telling you. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
The lawyer for the teen who stabbed Austin Metcalf at a track meet says it was self-defense. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Many of you have seen the heartbreaking headline about the stabbing death of teenage Texas football star Austin Metcalf. After an alleged spat over seating at a track meet, his alleged but admitted killer, Carmelo Anthony, stabbed Metcalf in the chest. Now, the lawyer for Anthony is claiming the murder could have been self-defense and wants the $1 million bond lowered. According to the lawyer, after meeting with his teenage client, he doesn't have any reason to believe it wasn't self-defense. Hold up here. Teens fight over petty things all the time, and yes, sometimes it even gets physical. But there's a light year between a little scuffle and pulling a knife out and sinking it into another teen's chest. Why would Anthony bring a knife to a track meet in the first place? The spin on this is nothing short of ridiculous. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman.
We'll stay with mostly cloudy skies, along with some scattered showers around the area at times today. High temperature readings ranging from about 52 in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. A few showers around the area tonight, with low temperature readings from the mid to upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, a few showers are still possible with highs in the mid-50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's tariff mania. We will continue to break down the absolute latest there, and we will dive into the question at the top of everyone's hearts and minds. Who won the Clay and Buck Bracket Challenge? Plus, Buck.
Well, that's going to keep us busy for a lot of the show. But also, is the global economy in meltdown? Don't worry, it's going to be fine. We'll talk on Clay and Buck.
Here's News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox.
With Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I'm trying to think, what have I not gotten to yet? My goodness, the 6 o'clock hour of the show was like our Trump war room hour of the program. Man, we covered everything from Stephen Miller talking about the big news out of the Supreme Court, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, talking about how 60 to 70 different countries are now coming to President Trump saying, let's make a deal. So much, we covered some Montana-specific news as well. But hey, John, throw that headset on. We got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here a few minutes early. And hey, let's take advantage of every minute we got to catch up with the Joker. Hope that's all right for you, John. Are you still gathering your deep thoughts by Jack Handy here?
Deep thoughts.
And now,
Jack Handy.
Time for Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy. Those were the classics on Saturday Night Live.
Back when SNL was actually funny.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, I keep talking about how funny Saturday Night Live was in the 90s, back when it was actually funny. I saw this really great video, and it said on top of it, it said, this is what my kids think whenever I talk about the 90s. And then it had the old farmer guy on Napoleon Dynamite, you know, drinking the raw egg. Chicken coops, arrowheads. That's what my kids hear when I start talking about the 90s.
Well, you know, you become the old guy when you is back in my day. Let me tell you, you know, you find yourself saying that, and then you hear it come out of your mouth, and you're like, oh, I didn't just say that, did I? Yeah.
Thankfully, you're still not so old to where you walk around the gym naked and just sit there talking to everybody. With you.
Dude, just yesterday, I get these guys doing this to me again. They're like, come on, man. I mean, can you put on a towel, por favor?
That's when you know we're both old dads, right? Because you're in the locker room like, oh, come on, old guys, put a towel on. And then you walk out on the gym floor and you're like, okay, are you really walking around in your underwear right now? Could you put on at least some longer shorts?
Oh, you mean the girls?
Yeah. I'm like, what in the world? I'm just going to go over to my corner here.
I've got to tell you, Aaron, though, I don't complain about that.
You don't?
I don't complain about that. I am a modern-day dude when it comes to that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I can't knock you for that one. Man, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Oh, the court wins yesterday.
Yeah.
I heard you get to some of that this morning, but a monster win yesterday when the entire Supreme Court came back and just slapped down this Boasberg guy, not only saying that the Alien Enemies Act can be used here, but also that the entire jurisdiction of it is out of Texas, not out of D.C. He just got wiped out in one shot.
Yeah, not only did they totally pull the cases from this Bozo Boasberg liberal judge in Washington and moved it down to Texas, but the biggest one is they reaffirmed that, yes, the law matters. Yes, the president can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport these criminal illegals. John, though, I just have my one major concern, though, with the Supreme Court ruling is I worry, though, that it also lays the groundwork for an extended appeals process.
you know, we've had 10 million plus illegal aliens flood into this country in the last 4 years. We have got to have an expedited way to get them out of this country. And I worry that that when the Supreme Court is still allowing them to appeal these deportations, that they're just going to tie the hands of our legal system, tie the hands of these judges. So, but I'm assuming the Trump team has a plan in place for how to expedite this process judiciously, shall we say.
Well, that will be a problem if, like, say, put yourself in the scumbags' positions, okay? If I think I'm going down to that El Sal jail, then, oh, man, I'm going to do anything. I want my time in front of this immigration judge here in the U.S. But, see, if I just think I'm going to get dropped off at the airport back in Venezuela, man, I'll take that right
take
now.
Take the deal. Yeah,
I'll
good take point. That. Good point, yeah. It's going to be like putting your kids to bed. Oh, I really need to use the bathroom again. Oh, I really need some apple juice. Oh, I need a snack. Oh, get to bed. You've had enough delays already. You're out of here. Get out of here. Get them out of here as fast as possible. All right, put the kids to bed.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Even if the imposition of the highest tariffs in almost 100 years were good economic policy, which manifestly they are not, the way in which they've been rolled out is poisonous to the global economic growth that has powered prosperity for going on three decades. At their heart, they undermine the very thing that has made America a good place to invest, and that is the predictability of our laws and institutions. The new tariffs are not a law, far from it. They're a creative interpretation of executive power in exactly the same sense as the Biden administration's multiple attempts to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars of student loan debt were. They are as unpredictable as the actions taken by another activist administration of an earlier era, FDR, during the Great Depression. And tragically, they will likely produce the same outcome, the fatal hesitation of investors and risk-takers to commit to actions that ultimately spark economic growth. When policies change on a whim, it's rational to sit on your hands for a while. It's also a recipe for an economic shipwreck. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.